Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to be in the know talking golf. That's why we're bringing in Brian Koziol on our Western Hotline, of course, who is a part of the Tee to Green show Saturday mornings at 7 on WGR. Good morning, Mr. Koziol. So many questions to get to. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. Very good.
So do they have someone clean the course and go through finding golf balls before a major?
Do they have someone do that? That's a good question.
I would say probably not, right?
Yeah, I think probably just the normal course maintenance would occur, and if they happen to fall upon a ball, they'll pick it up. But
okay.
I don't think there's a conscious search committee going out to try to find golf balls.
a little detector.
We're going to find out. I mean, I would think the most they could do, Brian, would be a once-over through the heather. You know, just walk through, and whatever you see, you pick up. But, it's tough to find any balls in there.
Yeah, it's so high. I mean, you could walk over a ball five or six times and not even know it's there. So I'm sure at some point maybe there'll be a ball out there that is from a previous round or a practice round or something like that.
Have you ever shot a 13 on a hole?
I'd like to say no. I feel like I would remember if I had a 13. So I guess my answer is no.
That's
have you,
just
Howard?
Well,
have you,
yeah.
Shot 13?
Oh, well, that's actually what I shoot on every hole. If you're, how does he play the wrong ball?
He played it for the entire hole, or whatever, for most of the hole.
Yeah, Brian, how does that even happen?
I wonder if the fact that a lot of these guys play such similar balls, most of these guys are playing the Pro V1, the Titleist ball, that maybe he just thought it was labeled, but they do. They do a pretty good job of marking them, like with a different sort, either a color marker or a pattern or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So, I'm the fact that maybe out of the heather you think it's yours by accident. I can understand that, but going forward, I mean, these guys are so good and so detail oriented with everything. The fact that they then playing out the rest of the hole and not knowing it at some point later, I mean, that to me, you're right, it's pretty surprising.
And then there's the question, so much of this has to be answered post-round. Again, there was no footage of this because they're not watching Duval, but who reports it? Who finds out? Does Duval, once he puts it into the cup and walks to the next tee, say, uh-oh, this isn't my ball?
The other guy who's realizes, hey, he played my ball.
No, it's probably an extra. There's no way it would have been the other person's ball. You couldn't play the entire hole.
Oh,
that
that's
way.
True, because you would know. Okay.
So how does it even get reported or discovered?
I bet you it's got to be either his caddy noticed, maybe when he went to clean it, maybe before he putted, or Duval noticed it and called him on himself. They do tell each other what ball that they're playing to start. So maybe at some point the other guys would have seen, hey, and then if you're going to change balls, I would assume you're going to let your playing partners know that you're doing that. But, if I said, to the two of you, hey, we're playing together, say, hey, I'm playing a Titleist 3, like all of a sudden, two holes later, I'm not going to be putting a Callaway ball or something like that. They're all playing the same throughout. Even if they do lose a ball, they're still going to play the exact same ball that they had. So. Yeah, it must have been that Duval or his caddy noticed it and then kind of just called him on himself.
It's a new course in the rotation, right, for the Open Championship. What should we know about this course?
Well, it's a new course in the fact that they haven't played in Ireland since 1951. So it's always either been in England or in Scotland. But in the UK now, to move it over to Ireland, it was a push that they really wanted to do. Especially with Rory McIlroy's popularity and growth in the game. I mean, he's coming from the area. That was something that I know that the Royal and Ancient crew wanted to kind of get Ireland involved in the rotation. This course, it has been redone quite a bit since, but it actually did host an Open Championship in 1951. That was the last time it was in Ireland. But they've redone quite a bit of holes. There's a couple holes that have been totally reconstructed. since that event. Obviously, no one played in that event in 1951 that's playing in this event today. But the course itself is, in some sense, traditional in the fact that you see it's coming right off the sea, so weather and wind are going to be a factor. What's not traditional, maybe from what the other rotational courses that we normally see in the Open Championship, is that there's a lot less bunkers.
Yeah.
The bunkers here, they said, are it's about 60 total on the course. And if you think about that, over 18 holes, that's not too many. They said on most of the other royal courses that this Open Championship's normally on, it's somewhere in between 150 and 250 bunkers. So those bunkers, we know in this tournament, is always a lot more. They're always a lot more penalizing. Like, you know, they use that phrase, the pot bunkers.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on the PGA Tour, these normal events, guys sometimes around the green would rather even be in a bunker because they can control the spin and, you know, they know what the lie is and that sort of thing. Where here they actually are penalizing to go into the bunkers, but there are a lot less. So with that being said, I'm thinking it allows guys to maybe hit driver more often because there's less bunkers out there that they have to avoid. And maybe that brings guys that have struggled in the past, like Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka and guys like that, maybe at this event, guys that hit it far, maybe they'll have a little better of a go at it because they can take advantage of their length.
Yeah, you mentioned the lack of bunkers. I was going to say, Brian, watching it so far in the early stages, you know, sometimes the British Open can look like a grind, and maybe the weather's a big part of that, but this looks like a course that would be really fun to play. It's beautiful. It looks enjoyable at where sometimes the Open doesn't look that way.
I agree. And even just, you know, some fans don't like this sometimes because it looks brown on TV, you know, because they don't water it. They just let the weather do what it does. It looks beautifully green and lush, and the greens look perfect. I mean, they really, really do. I was watching this morning. I feel like a lot of longer putts are going in. I think the greens are perfect, which that helps. But the speed on these greens aren't what they are for the other majors at the Masters and at the PGA and at the U.S. Open. So I think you're right. I think it wouldn't be, if you played this, you wouldn't be standing over putts scared stiff maybe like you would at some of these other venues that the pros play. This does look like a fun course that I definitely would like to play.
I'll make the joke real quick that Phil Mickelson might be minus 15 pounds, but he's plus 5 strokes on his first day.
Well done.
Well done. That's very good. Yep.
Plus 5 for his first day.
But he's 15 pounds on
minus 15.
Brian's one of the stories that was getting a lot of play going into the tournament was because of the fact that, you know, guys haven't really played here, although I think McIlroy played on this course when he was 16, was the whole Brooks Koepka caddy, who's very familiar with the course. Is that a big edge?
I think on the greens, it's a big edge, yes, because he would know and be able to help him with lies and with breaks and things like that. It was funny, Tiger actually, I don't know if you saw this story, Tiger texted Brooks Koepka, I guess, on Monday in hope to play a practice round with him the next day, and Koepka basically didn't write him back, and you know, Tiger was kind of, you know, making fun of that, the fact that he's like, yeah, I still haven't heard from him. And it kind of sounds like something Tiger would have done in his, you know, prime day. Maybe somebody wanted to play with him. He knew it might give them an advantage.
Yeah.
So he just ignored them.
Oh, yeah. That's privileged information. You're not going to want anybody to get a hold of it, right?
Yeah. And I'm guessing that was part of Tiger's thought of, hey, if I've got Koepka's caddy in my group during this practice round, I can maybe pick his brain a little along the way. But obviously that practice round never happened.
So Koepka's got a chance to make history, right? No one's ever finished first or second in all four majors in the same year. What are his chances this week?
I would have to say it's good, just because he takes these events so seriously. I mean, his track record over these last 2 years, I mean, he's had a chance to win almost every single major. I still can't believe, like, that he's, yeah, right, he's gone second, first, second. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, other than Tiger the year that he won 3 out of the 4, I mean, if he goes and wins this and you go 2-1, 2-1, I mean, that has to go down as one of the greatest years in golf history.
Yeah.
So because of, like I said before, I think he can hit driver more, taking advantage of his length. He also likes to be an aggressive putter. He can do so on these greens that are a little slower. I definitely think he's got a chance to win. And there's decent scoring conditions out there right now. So and I know he's teeing off soon, as you said. I give him a chance to win. I can't not pick him in an event like this.
Who's on your short list of favorites? outside of Koepka.
Yeah, I like Henrik Stenson this week. He's kind of had a quieter year, but if the weather does become a more of a major factor, he hits a real low controlled ball, and I think he's been playing better as of late. So I think he's a guy. John Rahm won 2 weeks ago at the Irish Open, which was at a course not too far from here. And he's a guy that I feel like was due to maybe get his major. He's talented enough. So I would say Rahm, Stenson, you know, as far as some of the Americans go, I mean, I don't know, Jordan Spieth's kind of been up and down this year. This is an event that he likes to play in quite a bit. He's an aggressive putter. Maybe on these shorter green or on these slower greens, he could give an opportunity to do so. But I feel like the Europeans have a good contingent of players. Justin Rose obviously has a chance to play well. He's a guy, even though he didn't even have his best at the U.S. Open, I mean, he almost won it and was scrambling all over the place. So I got to think that he would be in the mix too. Other Americans, Xander Schauffele is a guy I like a lot. I know he's a younger guy. He's been kind of up and down in his round here to start so far. I mean, McIlroy doing what he did, he for as talented as he is, he's not handled pressure great in super big moments. If you remember, he was going for the Grand Slam at the Masters in 2015, ended up shooting an 80. He went toe-to-toe with Tiger in the Tour Championship 1 year, you know, winner-take-all sort of event, and he just absolutely collapsed, and Tiger beat him easily. I mean, this guy is a world-class player, there's no doubt, and when he's at his best, he's one of the best in the world. But this week, McIlroy being in kind of almost the hometown sort of aspect, he is a big reason why this event is here, and for him to come out and take a quadruple bogey on the first hole and almost shoot himself out of it right away, like, I kind of feel bad for him because, you know, him and his family and his friends, I mean, they've been talking about this event for years coming to his area.
Well, he's still four over, so he's still trying to dig out. Yeah, he's even par since. What's the plan go ahead. I'm sorry, Brian. Yeah.
No, I say just, I mean, for those of us that just play golf regularly, like, there's nothing like being amped up to play around. You know, you're excited, you're going to play some cool course, or you're on a trip, or you're playing with buddies, or you're in a tournament or something, and you're so excited, and then you take, like, a quadruple bogey on the first hole. Like, it just, you know, you can't let it go. I mean, I know these guys are as good as anybody at trying to, you know, mentally being strong, but he's got to be just so grinding right now thinking about the fact that he took an 8 on the first hole.
What is your plan for Saturday? Get a little plug-in for Tee to Green this weekend.
2 hours this week for the show. Yep. Because it's Majors Week, and we're actually driving a little. We're going to Bradford, PA, Penn Hills Club.
Okay.
I've never been there. There's a huge Western New York PGA event there next week, so we're going to go and learn a little bit about that, and obviously we'll be talking a ton about the Open Championship from 7 to 9.
Very good. Enjoy watching golf all day.
Thank you. I will.
Thanks, Brian.
See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.